Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Body by Science, a groundbreaking guide that challenges conventional gym wisdom and presents a data-driven approach for achieving optimal physical fitness with minimal time investment. Published in 2009, this book is your blueprint to sculpting a stronger, leaner body by committing just a few minutes each week to exercise. Authored by Doug McGough, Maryland, an emergency medicine specialist with a rich background in fitness, and John Little, a renowned fitness authority and gym owner with multiple publications under his belt, Body by Science combines medical expertise with proven fitness methodologies. McGough, who served as the chief resident at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, brings a deeply scientific perspective to workout routines, while Little, known for his work in athlete training and as the owner of Nautilus North Strength and Fitness Center, infuses practical, real-world application into this collaborative effort. Together, they debunk myths and lay out a foundation for building muscle efficiently and effectively. This episode is a must-listen for anyone from fitness enthusiasts looking to refine their exercise regimen to those just starting out on their fitness journey, curious about the scientific underpinnings of muscle development. Whether you're a dedicated gym goer or someone seeking to transition from a sedentary lifestyle to a more active one, Body by Science offers insights that can revolutionize how you think about exercise and bodybuilding. Join us as we explore the principles that make this approach to fitness both innovative and accessible. Body by Science, a research-based program for strength training, bodybuilding, and complete fitness in 12 minutes a week. Introduction: Unlock the secrets to effective fitness with a science-based approach. In a world saturated with fitness fads and ever-changing diet trends, finding a reliable path to physical wellness can feel like navigating a labyrinth. From celebrities endorsing the latest diet craze to the newest high-tech exercise equipment flooding our feeds, it's challenging to discern the truth in the pursuit of health. But what if we could cut through the clutter with a clear, scientific approach to fitness? This narrative delves deep into the heart of exercise science, shedding light on how our bodies respond to workouts and offering a pragmatic philosophy aimed at achieving tangible results. By exploring the principles underpinning muscle growth and the physiological processes triggered by exercise, this guide empowers you to refine your fitness regimen with precision and insight. In this journey, you'll uncover the often overlooked reasons why running may not be the panacea for fitness you thought it was. The intriguing analogy between the effects of exercise and the impact of pharmaceuticals on our body. The secret behind the exceptional muscularity of Belgian blue cows, and what it can teach us about human muscle development. Prepare to embark on a journey of discovery, where empirical evidence enlightens the path to true physical fitness, stripping away the hype and focusing squarely on what genuinely works. Part 1: The Surprising Truth. Not all exercise guarantees health. Imagine the time of ancient Greece, 480 BC, when a young runner named Pheidippides was tasked with a mission that would etch his name into history. After sprinting an astonishing 25 miles from Marathon to Athens to deliver news of a monumental victory over the Persians, he tragically collapsed and died. This moment, marking the inception of the marathon, also underscores a profound lesson about exercise and health. They're not always synonymous. Pheidippides' fate starkly illustrates that not every physical endeavor leads to a healthier existence. Despite the common belief that all forms of exercise are beneficial, the key message here is that not all physical activities result in a healthier body. Delving into the essence of health, it becomes apparent that even extensive medical texts offer diverging perspectives. However, at its core, health embodies the absence of disease and the natural equilibrium of the body's internal processes. Of these, the catabolic and anabolic processes play critical roles, with the former concerning the breakdown of substances, such as proteins into energy, and the latter encompassing building activities like muscle growth and hormone production. A hallmark of good health is maintaining a balance between these two processes. Contrary to popular belief, not all exercises promote this crucial balance. While certain activities might enhance fitness, increasing resilience to physical challenges, they don't necessarily bolster overall health. This distinction becomes evident when examining the effects of long-distance running. Although it can improve speed and endurance, it also comes with significant trade-offs, including potential damage to knees, spinal degeneration, and the development of unhealthy heart rhythms. The issue lies in how such activities disproportionately accelerate the build-up and breakdown of different body parts, leading to imbalances over time. However, hope is not lost for those seeking to enhance their physical well-being. There are ways to genuinely improve your body's overall fitness by keeping the catabolic and anabolic processes in harmony. The next segment will explore what true exercise looks like and how to achieve this balance, debunking myths and setting the stage for a healthier approach to physical fitness. Part 2: Revolutionizing Fitness, the Power of High-Intensity Workouts. Imagine you're faced with a choice on how to achieve your fitness goals with the guidance of a personal trainer. On one hand, there's the option of engaging in a lengthy regimen involving hours of stretching, jogging, and light exercises several times a week. On the other, there's a proposal for a once-a-week session consisting of brief yet extremely intense workouts. It's natural to question the legitimacy of the latter. Could such a compact routine genuinely compete with hours of traditional exercise? It turns out, the latest scientific evidence firmly supports the efficiency of short, high-intensity workouts, challenging long-held beliefs about physical fitness. The core revelation here is that a short, high-intensity workout is just as effective, if not more so, than a long, steady one. For decades, aerobics, a term that became ubiquitous in the 1960s, and other long-duration, low-intensity activities have been hailed as the epitome of a healthy exercise routine, grounded in the principle that prolonged cardiovascular engagement is essential for improving overall health. The theory posited that activities like jogging were the ideal way to stimulate the cardiovascular system. However, groundbreaking studies, including one conducted in 2005 by researchers at McMaster University, have begun to turn this conventional wisdom on its head. This seminal study compared two groups of fit students. One followed the traditional path of regular aerobic exercise, while the other engaged in short bursts of high-intensity workouts, such as sprinting on a stationary bike for mere 30 seconds. The results were astonishing. While the endurance levels in the aerobic group remained unchanged, those in the high-intensity group saw their endurance capacity nearly double. Such findings have not only been replicated, but have consistently underscored the remarkable efficacy of intense, focused exercise sessions. But what sets high-intensity workouts apart from their low-intensity counterparts? The answer lies in the body's response to stress. While jogging and similar activities undeniably benefit the heart, they fall short of significantly engaging the muscles. In stark contrast, high-intensity exercises place immense pressure on muscle tissue, demanding rapid energy conversion from glucose and igniting metabolic processes. This metabolic frenzy not only makes the workout exceptionally energy exhaustive, but also translates to significant health benefits in a fraction of the time. This revelation redefines the landscape of physical fitness, presenting a compelling case for the power of high-intensity workouts in achieving remarkable results with a minimal time commitment. Part 3: Maximizing Muscle Growth, the Strategy of Intense but Infrequent Workouts. Picture this scenario. A fierce migraine holds your head in its painful grasp, pulsing relentlessly. When you reach for the painkillers, you're faced with a delicate balance. Too little may not ease the pain, and too much could lead to adverse effects. This balancing act of finding the right dosage mirrors the principle behind effective exercise. Just like medication, the impact of a workout on the body depends on striking the perfect balance. Too little effort yields minimal results, while excessive exertion risks injury. The central principle to understand here is, to optimize muscle training, the approach should be harder but less frequent workouts. Understanding muscle fiber is key to grasping why this method is effective. Muscle fibers vary, ranging from slow twitch, abundant but weak and energy efficient, to fast twitch fibers, which are scarcer, more potent, and energy intensive, with intermediate fibers filling the gap between these two. Given the body's penchant for energy conservation, it tends to employ just the minimal amount necessary for an activity, mainly relying on slow twitch fibers for low intensity tasks. This means that low intensity exercises, which do not significantly tax the body, predominantly engage these energy efficient fibers, often resulting in less than impressive metabolic or muscle building outcomes. Now, let's pivot to the alternative, a high intensity, rigorous workout. Such routines push the body to enlist the strength of fast twitch fibers right from the beginning. Engaging in activities that demand lifting heavy loads, like bench presses or leg presses, is precisely how to activate these fibers. As you challenge yourself with significant weights, your fast twitch fibers consume copious amounts of energy in just a handful of strenuous repetitions. Armed with this knowledge, devising the ideal workout regimen becomes a matter of determining the optimal dosage of exercise. Surprisingly, this might equate to just one or two intensely demanding sets of weightlifting per session without the necessity for daily workouts. Since fast twitch fibers require extensive recovery time, spacing your sessions several days to a week apart is not just recommended, it's crucial for optimal muscle development. This approach may sound unconventional, but its effectiveness lies in the science of muscle fiber engagement and energy expenditure. Up next, we'll dive into a practical application of this theory, exploring a proven routine that embodies the principles of intense, infrequent, but highly productive workouts. Part 4. The efficiency of the Big Five workout routine. Suppose you find yourself with some extra cash and decide to dive into the stock market. You're faced with options: chase the high-risk, high-reward ventures, or opt for the dependable, time-tested stocks for steady gains. This decision-making process isn't too different from crafting an effective workout plan. For reliable, consistent fitness results, there's merit in keeping things straightforward, like investing in the market stalwarts. This logic underpins the Big Five workout routine, a simplified yet potent approach to exercise. Here's the core insight. Keep your workout simple with the Big Five routine. So, what exactly comprises the Big Five? It's a set of five foundational resistance exercises that engage the major muscle groups across your body. These movements can be performed on widely available equipment like Nautilus and MedX machines. The routine includes pull-downs, leg presses, seated rows, chest presses, and overhead presses. Together, these exercises not only cover the entire body, from your upper back down to your lower legs, but also integrate various muscle groups within each movement. The execution strategy for the Big Five is straightforward in concept, but demands discipline and effort. The goal isn't to hit a magic number of reps, but to work each muscle group to its limit, a point known as positive failure. It's at this critical juncture that the muscles are fully activated, propelling the metabolism into high gear, which is the ultimate aim of effective exercise. What differs from one individual to another is the amount of exertion required to reach this point of positive failure. A general guideline is that muscle fatigue should set in at around the 90-second mark during an exercise. Upon reaching this threshold, a brief pause, about 60 seconds, is recommended before transitioning to the next movement in the sequence. Completing the circuit of the Big Five should leave you with a sense of total exertion, signaling the end of the routine. Now, all that remains is to rest and recuperate, giving your muscles ample time to recover before tackling the next session, which might not be until the following week. This routine embodies the pinnacle of simplicity and efficiency in training, ensuring that with just a few well-chosen exercises, you can achieve comprehensive, full-body conditioning without the need for daily gym visits. Part 5. Embracing the dynamic journey of fitness. Imagine you've hit a significant milestone in your fitness journey, mastering a 200-pound leg press routine for a precise 90 seconds as recommended by the Big 5 plan. It feels like you've climbed a mountain, and now, logically, you should be able to enjoy the view from the top. However, fitness, like any aspect of personal growth, doesn't allow for prolonged rest at the summit. Before you know it, maintaining the same 200-pound press for 90 seconds not only becomes more challenging, but seemingly impossible. The reality begins to set in. The path of high-intensity exercise is endless, marked not by a finish line, but by continuous progress and adaptation. The fundamental truth to acknowledge is a proper exercise routine never stops. There's a pervasive myth that achieving fitness is akin to winning a race, after which you can indulge in the spoils of victory indefinitely. However, this is more fantasy than reality. Even maintaining a consistent routine without striving for further improvement will, over time, see your hard-won gains begin to recede. The body adapts, and what once was a challenge becomes the new norm, reducing the effectiveness of the workout. However, there's no need to despair at this prospect. There are strategies to enhance and evolve the Big 5 plan to continue challenging your body. Suppose you find yourself plateauing with the same weights. It's time to innovate within your regimen. Tweaking your technique can reintroduce stress to your muscles in new, productive ways. One such technique is the time static hold, reaching the point of positive failure and then maintaining the weight in position for an agonizing 10 to 15 seconds more. It's a simple adjustment that can markedly intensify the strain on your muscles, pushing them to new limits. And yet, there may come a time when the Big 5 itself no longer serves your advancing needs. When that moment arrives, consider transitioning to the split routine. This regimen divides exercises into focused groups spread across the week, allowing for deeper, more specialized work on specific muscle groups. For instance, dedicating days separately to chest presses and leg presses ensures each muscle group receives the attention and recovery it requires. But it's crucial to remember, these advanced methods and variations are not initial steps. They're the fine-tuning you apply when you're nudging your fitness from the impressive 98% mark toward the elusive 100%. Fitness, in its essence, is a journey without end, demanding continual engagement, evolution, and commitment to surpassing your previous best. Part 6. Focusing on your unique fitness journey, not unattainable ideals. When we think about fitness icons, names like Arnold Schwarzenegger often spring to mind, synonymous with peak physical form and muscular magnificence. Many gym-goers chase this ideal, hoping to mirror Schwarzenegger's physique from his glory days. Yet the harsh truth is that achieving such a look is a distant dream for most. This isn't a result of a lack of effort or dedication, but rather a reflection of our biological limitations. The reality is that our body's potential for muscle growth is not solely dependent on our workout routines. Our genetic blueprint plays a pivotal role. Cutting-edge research has revealed that there might be genetic caps on how much muscle one can build, underscoring the fact that not all aspirations to attain Hollywood-esque figures are realistic. Here lies the essence. Exercise to hit your own personal best, not a media standard. The variability in muscle size and development among individuals is vast, influenced by numerous factors, including the rate of neuromuscular efficiency. This term describes how effectively we can activate our muscles voluntarily. While the average person might only engage about 30% of their muscle fibers, others, owing to genetic advantages, might activate up to 50%, facilitating more significant muscle gains. However, even these genetically favored individuals encounter biological constraints. A gene known as GDF8 produces a protein named myostatin, whose role is to regulate and limit muscle growth. This regulation served our ancestors well, preventing the development of an impractical amount of muscle mass that would require excessive energy to maintain. The fascinating case of Belgian blue cattle illustrates the impact of myostatin, or the lack thereof. These animals, which naturally produce little to no myostatin, showcase significantly enlarged muscles, about 30% larger than those of their typical counterparts. Human beings also exhibit different levels of myostatin, which influences our muscle growth potential. While everyone has the ability to gain muscle through consistent exercise, there exists a genetic ceiling to how much can be achieved. This insight is crucial in shaping our fitness goals and expectations. Rather than chasing the shadows of figures portrayed in the media, the focus should be on personal growth and achieving the best version of oneself. Everybody's fitness journey is unique, and it's important to set targets based on personal potential and progress rather than external, often unattainable standards. Part 7. Unlock the secret to efficient weight loss, muscular power. Picture this. After diligently sticking to your weight loss journey, you find yourself succumbing to the temptation of an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's a common scenario that leads to guilt and a desperate scramble to formulate a plan to counteract the caloric overload. The go-to solution for many is to think, "I'll just burn it off with some intense cardio." While it's true that aerobic exercises like jogging can chip away at those extra calories, the reality is daunting. The thought of covering 44 miles to offset a single indulgent meal makes losing weight seem an insurmountable challenge. But fear not. There's a more effective approach to shedding pounds and keeping them off, focusing on building muscle through high-intensity workouts. The essential insight to grasp here is the most efficient way to lose weight is to build more muscle. In today's world, we're bombarded with easy access to foods high in carbs and sugars, making it all too easy to consume more calories than our bodies need. This excess energy often gets stored as fat, and the traditional remedy has been to turn to lengthy sessions of aerobic activities. However, this strategy falls short due to our body's remarkable efficiency in both utilizing and storing energy. Here's a striking fact. A single pound of fat can harbor as much as 3,500 calories, yet the average hour-long jog might burn merely 200 calories. The math simply doesn't favor swift progress toward weight loss goals through aerobic exercise alone. So what's the alternative? High-intensity workouts that prioritize muscular development offer a promising solution. Muscle tissue is metabolically active, meaning it burns calories even when you're not engaged in physical activity. To sustain a pound of muscle, your body expends up to 100 calories daily. By adding just 5 pounds of muscle, you could be burning an additional 250 calories daily without any extra effort. Moreover, engaging in high-intensity workouts enhances this effect, further transforming your body into a more efficient fat-burning machine. This approach doesn't just offer a quick fix. It represents a sustainable, science-backed strategy for weight management. By focusing on muscle building, you tap into the body's natural metabolic processes, leading to more effective and enduring weight loss. Final summary. It's a common misconception that any form of exercise will automatically lead to improved health and fitness. However, not all workouts are created equal. Traditional low-intensity aerobic exercises, such as long-distance jogging, primarily target the cardiovascular system and may not sufficiently stimulate the body's broader metabolic activities. While these activities have their place in a balanced fitness regimen, they fall short in maximizing the body's potential for transformation. The secret to unlocking true health lies in embracing high-intensity exercises. These workouts push the body beyond its comfort zone, engaging and fatiguing the muscles to a degree that low-intensity workouts simply cannot match. Through this method, you not only compel your body to convert calories into energy at an accelerated rate, but also trigger significant muscle growth and expedited fat loss. This approach to exercise offers a more efficient and effective pathway to achieving and maintaining optimal health and fitness. By prioritizing high-intensity workouts, you harness the full potential of your body's metabolic capabilities, leading to more pronounced and enduring results. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.